This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, a great day when the whole world is looking forward, I think, to the big debate coming up tonight from Utah. It is Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for vice president against the sitting vice president, Mike Pence. That is if they go forward with the debate. Apparently, there are bitter arguments going on about how the debate stage is going to be set up. Are they going to have plexiglass between them? Is it going to be an open stage? It's agreed that they will be 12 feet 3 inches apart. But what about the rules on the people in the audience being required to wear masks and to keep them on? This is all an item for some discussion, and it's a very big deal. And remember how the market collapsed yesterday after the president's tweet saying he didn't want to negotiate anymore, no stimulus plan? Market's up almost 600 points today. What the heck is going on? Well, the president did some more positive tweets this morning. He must love this because it suggests he can control the stock market simply with his Twitter account. He doesn't even have to come out of isolation and go into the West Wing. He's not in the West Wing. He's up in the residence. And he's going to be staying there maybe for another day or two and then back at it. And other fears about his debate with Joe Biden. And speaking of fears, North Korea supposedly getting ready to unveil a great, big, giant, huge surprise on Saturday. What is it? We'll speak to maybe the one guy who knows best about what's going on with North Korea and with China and with America's new attempt to assemble a quad, no, not the squad, a quad of four nations, the United States and India and Japan and Australia, to try to counterbalance some of China's aggression. We'll be speaking with Gordon Chang a little bit later this hour. And we'll also be speaking with Steve Moore, who has been advising the president. Yesterday, the president seemed to completely disagree with his own chairman of the Federal Reserve, who we appointed, Jerome Powell, and disagree about the need for another stimulus. Today, the president indicating by Twitter he is more open to a stimulus program. Joe Biden gives his own Gettysburg address. How did that go? We will let you know. He's generally gotten good reviews on that speech. There are all kinds of calculations about odds on the election, and the odds that you could actually die from COVID-19. Is it a serious matter or is it less serious than the flu, which the president tweeted out this morning? Actually, yesterday, he tweeted out that the flu was far more lethal. We will get to all of that on an extraordinarily busy day on the Michael Medved Show. But first, to put this in some kind of perspective, I was very moved, actually, yesterday to read a column by Gerald Seib, who's been a frequent guest on this show, but it's a column called Turning Point Year Heads to Parts Unknown. And 28 days before an election that is deeply unsettled, and for many Americans it's deeply unsettling. We were speaking before about the polling that shows that nearly one in five Americans say that they would consider resorting to or endorsing violence if their candidate loses. It was 20% of Republicans supporting Trump and 19% of Democrats supporting Biden. Is that what's going to happen? Are we going to have fighting in the streets? Gerald Seib writes that this election, this year, which seems to have had so many surprises, people used to talk about one big October surprise. This October has been full of surprises, and we're only 1 week into it. It's an unbelievable time. Gerald Seib writes, these inflection points tend to occur not when one shocking event arrives, but when such events pile up, one on top of the other. By that standard, he writes, 2020 increasingly appears to be just such a moment. It's possible when living through this moment, it's impossible when living through this moment to know exactly what the consequences will be, political or otherwise. In general, history shows such inflection points tend not to be kind to the presidents and parties in power, as Americans turn away in search of something new. And indeed, a new Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll taken after last week's presidential debate showed President Trump falling 14 percentage points behind Democrat Joe Biden, apparently in part because of the way the president behaved on stage. Yet that poll was taken before the arrival of the next shock to the system, the disclosure that Mr. Trump had contracted the coronavirus, a turn with unknown and unpredictable political consequences. And he's right, of course. There are many people who are trying to get a hold of public opinion. And it may be that his experience with the coronavirus and his resolute and indefatigable response to the virus, could it actually help him with the public? Sure. It undoubtedly has. Certainly with the voters who are already committed to President Trump, they're all the more positive because of the way he's handled this. It may be that Mr. Trump, the ultimate disruptive force, still turns out to represent the alternative to the status quo that many Americans decide the times require. That's Gerald Seib writing. He may succeed in turning his own illness into a tale of comforting and conquering the pandemic. At a minimum, the country's intense polarization suggests a tightening of the race is likely as voters return to their places in today's deeply dug political trenches. Because of the pandemic, he writes, the basic lifeblood of the American economy for the last century, retail commerce, has been transformed, moved more decisively out of stores and into cyberspace. Some jobs lost along the way may never come back, though just as surely many more will be created. It's entirely possible that America's handling of the coronavirus, particularly after its own leader and at least a dozen people in his close orbit, they're now saying about 30, have been struck, has diminished trust in his government at home and hurt its image abroad. The nation's debate has been coarsened further amid it all. Presidential debates may never recover from the blow delivered by the candidates on Tuesday night. And he singles out Mr. Trump's intemperate performance. What all of this goes to is he compares it to other times when we had extraordinarily dramatic elections with one event after another, one of them being the election of 1860 that led directly to the Civil War, where Abraham Lincoln became the first Republican elected to the presidency. Another one, the election that put Franklin Roosevelt in power right after the beginning of the Great Depression. It was actually the high point of the Great Depression in 1932. And then he talks also about the election that brought Ronald Reagan to power in 1980, when it was one thing after another. It was hostage taking and Arab oil embargo and the stagflation that was assaulting the United States and the hostage taking in Iran, the American embassy in Iran, where no one really expected a clear-cut election, but it was a clear-cut election and a rejection of the way things are going. Is that what this election is likely to bring? Will we get a better focus on that, on whether one party or another identifies with the status quo? Or will Joe Biden continue basically the approach that he put forward yesterday in Gettysburg of a back-to-normal election? Will we hear that from Kamala Harris tonight? We'll get to the latest details in the debate about debates and Gordon Chang coming up on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited, and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is good news right here in the state of Washington, and it's something that I don't think anybody's going to be upset about. People should be happy about it. The governor of the state of Washington, who's running for his third term, Jay Inslee, announced yesterday that he was going to be loosening restrictions on a range of businesses and activities, from movie theaters to restaurants to sports, under his four-part coronavirus reopening plan. Now, this is not a back-to-normal situation, but it's clearly a step in the right direction. The move came after Washington this summer stopped counties from advancing to further stages of reopening under that plan. In a news conference, Inslee said he wasn't resuming those county-by-county reopenings, but he described yesterday's measures as, quote, targeted things to show how we can do this in a safe way, even in the midst of a pandemic. Does this sound confusing? It confuses me. It's what the most confusing thing, of course, is that we are in a situation where, with very confused leadership, it seems, at every level, the idea that one individual, the governor of the state, should be able to single-handedly make decisions with this kind of specificity as to how private businesses behave, it's weird. Inslee says that the changes came in Washington when our state, like states across the nation, is starting to see an uptick in cases that health officials worry could worsen in the coming months. Okay, so we're starting to see an uptick in cases and we're loosening restrictions. Inslee, who also said the state would make another push to encourage the widespread use of masks, said the new measures were a way to safely open up a little further. State health officials reported 387 new COVID-19 cases in Washington as of Monday night and 7 new deaths. The update brings the state's totals to 2,165 deaths. It's actually a lot when you think about it, because you're talking about less than 10 months. So you're talking about, what, more than 200 deaths per month? So you can figure it out. Yesterday's announcement includes loosening restrictions on restaurants, which have been hard hit by the economic turndown. Counties in the second phase, including King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties, Seattle metro area, for those of you who don't live here. And in the third phase, can now serve alcohol up to 11 p.m. Okay, meanwhile, theaters are opening up, but not Regal theaters. Regal theaters, 500 theaters, boom, closed permanently. This is a serious matter, and they're doing a debate tonight at a theater in Utah, and there's contentious debate over just how exactly they're going to set it up. The New York Times writes, the nation's political divide is no longer just a metaphor. Aides to Vice President Mike Pence criticized plans for their candidate to sit behind plexiglass dividers at tonight's vice presidential debate, rejecting a safety measure that the organizers said would help prevent any viral transmission between Vice President Pence and his Democratic opponent, Senator Kamala Harris. Now, they're very suspicious of Vice President Pence because he's been close to the president and almost certainly has been exposed to the president during the time that he tested positive for the virus. But Pence keeps testing negative. So who knows? The complaint from Mr. Pence's staff, which was quickly brushed aside by Senator Harris's team, was another salvo in the fraught negotiations over the debate scheduled for tonight in Salt Lake City, an event that was briefly in doubt after President Trump's announcement that he had contracted the coronavirus. The Commission on Presidential Debates, which oversees safety protocols in consultation with officials from the Cleveland Clinic, said yesterday that it would use plexiglass dividers at the event with Ms. Harris and Mr. Pence, along with mandating that the candidates be seated 12 feet 3 inches apart. That extra 3 inches is important, I guess. Mark Short, who is Mr. Pence's chief of staff, who's, by the way, a very capable guy, said yesterday that he did not want the vice president to appear on national television behind the plastic barriers. "We don't think it's needed," Mr. Short said. "There's no science to support it. The tables are 12 feet apart, and each participant is tested. It's important for the American people that the debate go forward." Referring to Senator Harris, he said, "If she's more comfortable behind plexiglass, then that's fine." Sabrina Singh, a Harris spokeswoman, said, "Senator Harris will be at the debate, respecting the protections that the Cleveland Clinic has put in place to promote safety for all concerned. If the Trump administration's war on masks has now become a war on safety shields, that tells you everything you need to know about why their COVID response is a failure. Vice President Pence has tested negative for the virus several times in recent days, according to his aides, though the vice president has interacted frequently with numerous White House advisors who have since tested positive." Okay, one of the things that people are saying, and I don't think this is true, Mike Pence is, if you know him at all, he is a nice guy. He's not mean. But they're suggesting that as a means of making Kamala Harris uncomfortable, since she clearly is worried about getting the virus from Mike Pence, that, for instance, when they come out on stage, he might cross the stage and try to shake hands with her. And she would probably recoil and say, "Don't do that. We're supposed to be far apart." Now, that would be a terrible thing to do. It would be a bad example. But would it be dramatic to watch? There's also concern, apparently, on the Democratic side, that President Trump in his next debate with Joe Biden would actually stalk him around the stage, because this is a town hall format meeting, the next debate, which is 6 days from now, with the president and Joe Biden. Remember how the president did that with Hillary Clinton? And it kind of spooked her. Would it spook Joe Biden, who does not want to be affected by the president? I think so. Is it a right thing to do? No, it emphatically is not. What about North Korea and this big, gigantic surprise? It's supposed to be some kind of super-duper missile. Really? Unveiled on Friday? We'll talk about that with Gordon Chang coming up.
Michael Medved.
Look him in the eye and say loudly and clearly, "Back up, you creep."
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Get away from me.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is urging Congress to approve new coronavirus measures, including a new round of $1,200 stimulus payments. Trump tweeting he wants to see measures passed to help small businesses and the airline industry. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told Fox News the president is working to find any avenues to offer economic relief.
The president has already been on the phone this morning talking to Secretary Mnuchin. The secretary and I have been talking about what we could do with standalone bills to help airlines, small businesses, and the American people with stimulus checks. So hopefully we can convince Speaker Pelosi to do something on a standalone base.
Two British Islamic State terror suspects have been indicted in the killing of four American aid workers and journalists in Syria. FBI Director Christopher Wray announced the indictments against El-Shefi El-Sheikh and Alexander Koti Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to speak to Gordon G. Chang. You, of course, can find out all the latest from Gordon on his Twitter account, which is at Gordon G, as in good, Chang. And right now is, like everybody else, trying to make sense out of these expectations that Saturday is the 75th anniversary of the nightmarish North Korean regime. And Kim Jong-un, President Trump's good buddy, has promised a big surprise for the United States. Do we think we know what that surprise is, Gordon?
Hi, Michael. I think the answer is I really don't know. A lot of people have been talking about we're going to see a new intercontinental ballistic missile on a transporter erector launcher. In other words, a mobile missile. And mobile missiles are actually a frightening weapon because they can hide before shooting. But it could be something else. And it could very well be no surprise. This is just the regime. You know, they play with us. They mess with our heads. People, though, think it will be that mobile ICBM.
Well, they're saying, at least in the British press, and two different British newspapers that are kind of tabloids, but they're saying that this missile would be the biggest missile ever displayed. Now, does that mean the biggest missile for North Korea or the biggest missile of all time for any country?
I think they probably mean the biggest for North Korea itself. In 2017, in September, actually, November, they fired the Hwasong-15 on a trajectory which suggests that it can hit any part of the United States. They fired it straight up, and it came straight down. And if you flatten out the curve, which is what you would do if you were trying to reach the U.S., this missile gets all the way to Key West. So, you know, we've got to be concerned about any missile that the North Koreans have, especially a mobile one, as I mentioned.
One of the things that they were speculating about in the British accounts of this big parade, which is being prepared for on Saturday, is the North Korean attitude toward the U.S. election. Does Kim Jong-un have a candidate that he likes better than another in this election? Does he want his buddy Trump to continue?
That I don't know. You would assume that because Kim has been able to get his way with Trump for quite some time, since, for instance, the Singapore summit in 2018, you would sort of assume that the North Koreans want to see Trump continue. But that would be a mistake on their part, because Trump, before getting generous with Kim Jong-un, had actually the most effective American policy with regard to North Korea. It was strict sanctions enforcement, cutting off a lot of money to Kim Jong-un, and it was actually getting the regime to make concessions to the United States where we were making no concessions to them. Then Trump decided to go generous, and the situation flipped. And that's why people think that Kim wants to keep Trump around. There very well may be something to that, but you got to remember that President Trump can flip the switch again and actually have an effective policy with regard to North Korea. Remember, Trump had a very generous policy to Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, in 2017, and then Xi Jinping didn't reciprocate, and then Trump just pounded him. So Kim Jong-un is making a mistake if he wants to keep Trump around.
Yeah, okay. So, meanwhile, there's a new Pew study that says unfavorable views of China have reached historic highs in many countries. Does the Chinese Communist Party care?
I think they do care because, you know, they believe that they should have get obedience from everybody. So they do worry about that. But on the other hand, Xi Jinping personally believes that if you can intimidate somebody, that's probably good enough. And we're not inside his head, of course, but that's the way that he operates. So he may not worry, he personally may not worry too much about it, but officials around him in general, you know, academics and others, I think they are very concerned about the attitudes because that limits China's flexibility. Xi Jinping, though, as I said, just believes he can do what he wants.
The this big parade and everything else that's going on in North Korea for the 75th anniversary of their evil totalitarian regime, that could be a super spreader event, no? I mean, everybody's going to be jammed in together. I don't know if they will be following policies on masking. They're not on social distancing. What is happening with China and with North Korea regarding the coronavirus? How are they actually doing aside from the propaganda?
Yeah, the propaganda is that there are no coronavirus cases in North Korea, which obviously is not correct. I think that it's devastated society and indeed the economy. They very well may have, you know, some measures meant to protect themselves during that parade. But you're right, it's a super spreader event. You know, you're going to have tens of thousands jammed into a pretty small area. But get to remember, the regime believes that, you know, propaganda is very important. These events are critical to regime survival in the view of the Kim family. So they're going to do this regardless. They don't really care.
Okay. In terms of China policy, there has been concern about China trying to interfere in the U.S. election against President Trump. Do you see evidence of that?
Yes, certainly. First of all, there's the propaganda, especially from Global Times, which is a Communist Party tabloid, also from the foreign ministry. And that's just directed against the president. It's unremitting. And also, they do every once in a while say some favorable things about Vice President Biden. But what's more concerning is their troll and their bot operations. So, for instance, they had really big attempts to surreptitiously spread messages. So, for instance, they had the Spamouflage network, Spamouflage Dragon, and it encompassed YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, sending out anti-Trump messages. And this, I think, actually is quite extensive, more extensive than anything the Russians did in 2016, and certainly more extensive than what they're doing now. Twitter took down 174,000 fake Chinese accounts in June. That's one social media platform, 1 month, 174,000. So you can imagine the depth and the extensive size of China's operations.
One of the things I've noticed since he got out of the hospital, and we only have a few seconds left, President Trump hasn't been using the phrase China virus anymore. He's saying coronavirus or COVID-19. Do you think that's purposeful, or is that just a coincidence?
I wish I knew, Michael. I think it has affected him personally, so it does affect his language, but that's just a guess on my part.
Yeah, I mean, there would be no purpose in drop. Maybe it opens up new negotiation avenues with Xi Jinping or something like that. Who knows? But you'll know more about what is going on with Asian policy. We didn't get a chance to speak about it, but there's been some promising work by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo assembling what he calls the Quad, which is four nations, India, Japan, Australia and the United States. A good idea to balance China?
It's a great idea. You have the democracies in the region working together, and when that happens, I think China can be contained. It can be contained without the use of force, because Beijing realizes that the coalition against it is so much more powerful than they are. So this is one of the most important American initiatives, and the Secretary of State deserves big kudos for this.
Oh, good for Secretary Pompeo and good for Gordon G. Chang. You can keep up with him on Twitter, author of books on China and North Korea that are also posted, linked on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back, more on the debate about the debates and Democratic propaganda trying to make you feel sorry preemptively for Kamala Harris. Why? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, thank you, Vice President Pence. I suspect that what we're going to see tonight will probably be Kamala Harris behind two plexiglass screens, which are set up in sort of a V shape to protect her, and Vice President Pence without those screens. But that is at least what the debate about the debate seems to be promising right now. The Vice President's Chief of Staff, Mark Short, who, as I mentioned, I honestly think he is one of the most capable professionals working in and around the White House at the moment. I don't know the guy, but he's very convincing and persuasive when he's giving answers for the Vice President. I think he's helped steer him in the right direction and apparently played a big role in preparations for this debate. He claimed that an epidemiologist at the University of Utah, which is hosting the debate, quote, told us that there was no scientific reason for the plexiglass screens. In fact, the Cleveland Clinic is overseeing health protocols at the debate. That was part of the deal. They were overseeing health protocols in Cleveland when they're right there, which was the first debate, and they're doing the debate tonight and then the other two presidential debates if they come off. And by the way, Joe Biden has said he will not go to a debate, even if President Trump wants to, if President Trump cannot assure the Biden team that he's not infectious, that he's tested clearly negative. And okay, that's where we are. And again, we're very close. The president, I suspect, is supposed to. He spent 4 days and 3 nights at Walter Reed Military Medical Center. And now he's in the White House, but he will be back in the Oval Office and back to his jobs in that coronavirus hotspot known as the Executive Mansion. And that will be before the debate, which is scheduled for October 14th, which is coming up in 6 days. 7 days. Let's be accurate. Mr. Pence's dismissal of a safety measure is notable, this writes the New York Times, in light of the myriad health concerns about staging an indoor event when the president and a significant number of his senior advisors have contracted the virus. The most recent victim is Stephen Miller, the president's principal speechwriter and one of his closest aides, a very much a an individual who is an immigration restrictionist and militant about that. He has the virus now. His wife, Katie, who is the press spokesman for Vice President Pence, already had the virus and she has recovered. Now her husband has it. One aide to Mr. Pence expressed disdain about the use of the plexiglass barrier, suggesting they could be used to make a candidate look weak. Katie Miller, whose husband was just diagnosed, I think after she made this comment, said, if Senator Harris wants to use a fortress built around herself, have at it, said Katie Miller. There's a consideration going forward that when next week, when the president and Biden meet, they will do a virtual event. And Mr. Biden's next scheduled debate on October 15th, though these discussions remain in a preliminary phase, according to two people with knowledge of the commission's deliberations. Much remains unknown about that debate, including if Mr. Trump will be well enough to attend and if Mr. Biden's team would be comfortable with the former vice president sharing an indoor stage with a president who has been contagious. Trump's aides insist that he plans to be there. Some of those close to the president have discussed the possibility of holding the two remaining debates outdoors, noting that Mr. Biden has participated in outside forums. Look, outdoors at night in October, I guess they're supposed to be in Miami for the next one, so it won't be too cold, but an outdoor presidential debate? This is an unusual thing. And one of the points that people are making is that actually the third debate in the historic debates between Richard Nixon and John Kennedy, the third debate was a virtual debate. They were on different coasts together. And back in 1960, in October of 1960, when that debate was held, they were able to bring it off and it looked fine. And people watching at home were fine with it. And if they could do that technically and make it look fine and make it work, and it was a substantive debate, et cetera, et cetera, of course they could do it now. There's also something you can learn from a previous debate, and Rockstar Greg Tomlin called this to my attention. This is a clip number two, Jeremy. It's a flashback to October 9th, 1996. And this is just 24 years ago. There was a debate between Jack Kemp, who was the running mate for Bob Dole, and Vice President Al Gore at the time. The moderator was Jim Lehrer. And he began the evening by asking Jack Kemp why Bob Dole was not doing character attacks against Bill Clinton, who had already had the Paula Jones thing thrown up against him and other questions about his personal behavior. Listen to Jack Kemp and his answer.
Bob Dole and myself do not see Al Gore and Bill Clinton as our enemy. We see them as our opponents. It's the greatest democracy in the world. People are watching not only throughout this country, but all over the world as to how this democracy can function with civility and respect and decency and integrity. Bob Dole is one of those men who served the United States Senate. His public life is a public record. He fought on the battlefield. He has worked with Democrats and Republicans. In my opinion, it is beneath Bob Dole to go after anyone personally. Clearly, Abraham Lincoln put it best when he said, you serve your party best by serving the nation first. And I can't think of a better way of serving this nation in 1996 than by electing Bob Dole the president of the United States of America. These issues are fully capable of being understood and reflected upon by the American people. This is a democracy in which we have the freest press and the greatest First Amendment rights in the history of mankind. And Bob and I respect that. These issues will be aired, but they will be aired with dignity and respect.
Okay. It's a little bit refreshing, isn't it? And how we miss Jack Kemp. Now, of course, Jack Kemp and Bob Dole lost, and they lost fairly badly. But they were running against a booming economy and the Clinton machine at the time. And Jack Kemp, for those who don't know, of course, was famous as a football quarterback, very successful for the Buffalo Bills and the San Diego Chargers before that. And then he became a longtime congressman and a leader of the Reagan Revolution. He was a housing and urban development secretary for President Reagan. The idea of empowerment zones, which President Trump is very proud of having pushed forward, and that's appropriate because empowerment zones are a great idea. Empowerment zones mean you get special tax breaks if you build up businesses in a downtrodden and underserved and underdeveloped neighborhoods in our urban core. Jack Kemp was the source of that idea originally. And again, we do miss him. Coming up, we're going to be speaking about the economy today. And what is it that is juicing Wall Street? And after a big down day yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrials look like they're going to close at just under a 600-point gain. And the White House physician also has some good news about President Trump's condition. We will bring you up to date on that. And again, speaking to President Trump's advisor, not a formal aide, but an advisor, Stephen Moore, who is now part of the Unleash Prosperity movement, about how you unleash prosperity. Can it make a difference before the election, which is 28 days from now? We will get to all of that and much, much more in a day at an inflection point in a dramatic year, in an amazing season, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.